I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
Nitrate is a compound that occurs naturally in soil and water. It's also in human and animal waste and in agricultural fertilizers. In limited amounts, nitrate is a good thing, but when there's too much of it, it is a very bad thing. Most New Orleanians have probably heard of the dead zone, a vast area in the Gulf where there's so little oxygen that fish die off in large numbers. In recent years, the dead zone has measured, on average, about 5,500 square miles, which is roughly the size of Connecticut. This is Matt Rhoda, Senior Policy Director at the Gulf Restoration Network.
It's the second biggest dead zone in the world, after the Baltic. And it, you know, the bottom line ecological impact is that nothing can live in this area that animal life should be living.
What most New Orleanians may not know is that a large amount of that nitrate comes from the Midwestern Corn Belt. This is because corn and soy farmers pump the ground full of fertilizers that make their way into the Mississippi, which acts as an enormous conduit that eventually dumps nitrate pollution from 9 major farming states into the Gulf.
Agricultural drainage is exempt from the Clean Water Act. So even though it's a big old pipe dumping pollution into a river, it's been thought that they can't be regulated because of that agricultural exemption.
The state of Iowa is focused on nitrate dumping for a different reason. The Des Moines Water Works treats drinking water for 1 out of 5 Iowans. They have to remove nitrates to prevent blue baby syndrome, a condition that depletes blood oxygen levels, causing infants to slowly suffocate and potentially die. They are the largest nitrate removal system in the world. And according to Susan Heathcote of the Iowa Environmental Council, they can't keep up.
Nitrate is a contaminant in our drinking water that is restricted by the Safe Drinking Water Act to 10 parts per million. In 2013, we had like 3 months of really high levels. I mean, above, you know, again, the drinking water standard is 10.
Yeah.
You know, we typically, you know, see things in the teens during the spring. Well, it was up above 25 in the Raccoon River and above 22 parts per million. And the Des Moines River, the two rivers that we use for drinking water. So it was higher than normal, I mean, ever been recorded before.
The waterworks is suing drainage districts in 3 Iowa counties for allowing unprecedented amounts of agricultural runoff to get into the ground, and through the ground into the water supply. If the suit succeeds, the districts would need a permit from the EPA to dump nitrate, just like a factory or a sewage treatment plant would. This would benefit the Gulf by catching nitrate pollution at its source, and it would potentially set precedent for other states that rely on tile drainage systems. But if it doesn't succeed?
Des Moines Water Works doesn't do anything. Their removal process doesn't do anything for the dead zone because they put that pollution back in there after they pull it out.
The Clean Water Act requires water treatment facilities to remove nitrate from drinking water. But it also allows them to dump the nitrate that has been removed back into waterways. As pollution moves downstream, it may be treated multiple times, at great cost, by cities and towns before it reaches the Gulf. This is Jesse Rayford. My shiver tastes sour, my soul tastes sweet. I want to lay down, but I just